Well, we continue this morning with the tragic death of a 13-year-old girl at a motor racing event in County Cork. The girl, who has been named locally as Lauren O'Brien, died when the car she was driving was involved in a crash at a hot rod racing event yesterday. A Garda investigation is underway and we're joined now by our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Pascal, tell us what happened.
Good morning, Cian. Yeah, this event was being run at an isolated track in a village called Castletown Kenna in West Cork. That's about 5 kilometres from Inneskeen, the village of Inneskeen, and about 20 kilometres from Bandon. And the event was ongoing yesterday afternoon. Lauren O'Brien was competing with other junior class drivers in a heat to qualify for a Cork Autograss Racing Club race. And this collision happened at around 3:15 yesterday afternoon. The car that Lauren O'Brien was driving was involved in a collision and it collided with a barrier. The race was immediately stopped and medical assistance was rendered to Lauren O'Brien. In fact, by a huge stroke of fortune, I suppose you could say in one way, there is an emergency department doctor who lives very close to the scene, along with an advanced paramedic. There was also a HSE helicopter ambulance, and all of those were on scene within 15 minutes, along with other first responders and medical volunteers who were at the event yesterday afternoon, on scene within 15 minutes. But despite all of their best efforts, Lauren O'Brien was pronounced dead at the scene. Her body was removed to Cork University Hospital.
What is Autograss Racing, Pascal?
Well, Autograss Racing, I suppose it's more popular in rural Ireland than in urban Ireland. There are many tracks and there is a huge and dedicated following. It is racing modified cars or buggies or hot rods, I think some people might call them, on a dirt-based or sand-based track. And it is very, very popular. And children from aged 12 upwards are allowed, it is within the rules for them to compete in junior class races. And that's what Lauren O'Brien was doing at this time.
What happens now?
Well, a Garda investigation commenced straight away at the scene. So that is ongoing at the moment. There will be a post-mortem examination at Cork University Hospital on Lauren O'Brien's body. My understanding is that that will take place tomorrow and that it will be conducted by the assistant state pathologist, Dr. Margot Bolster. Gardaí in Bandon are appealing for people who were at the event, and it was very well attended yesterday. There were certainly, I think it would be fair to say, hundreds of people there. There, Gardaí are appealing to people who were at the event yesterday to make contact with them at Garda, at Bandon Garda Station, particularly those with phone footage or other footage of the event. And they're also appealing for people with that footage not to post it to social media out of respect for Lauren O'Brien and her family. She grew up in this area. People would have come from all over West Cork for this event. But strangely, Lauren O'Brien grew up in the village of Castletown Kenna. Her family had moved to the nearby village of Torelton relatively recently, and she went to school in secondary school in Macroom in County Cork. Gardaí are appealing to people who have footage of the event not to post that on social media out of respect for her and her family, and instead to contact them and provide that for their investigation.
Has the club made a statement? What's the reaction been locally?
Well, the club hasn't made a statement. I understand there may be a statement from the club in the coming days, but that isn't confirmed at this stage. And people I spoke to at the event yesterday afternoon were in shock. This track is in existence at Castletown Kenna for around 30 years. And people who I spoke to at the event yesterday said nothing like this had ever happened there before.
Pascal Sheehy,